Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show. When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up, let The Burt Show be your texting tutor, and we'll screw it up for you.
It is the group chat that has Tara needing our help with texting tutor. It has everything to do with a bride and groomsman party. Hey, Tara, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good. All right. Where's the tension here? How can we help you text?
Oh, so of course, this is my life. My ex and I are in the same bridal and groomsmen party.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
My thoughts exactly. And I had to unblock his number in order to be part of the group chat. And when I did that, all of these old texts just flooded my messages. And
I bet that was a neat little trip down memory lane for you.
I bet.
Oh, it was delightful. Like, I was really just like, wow, I had no idea it was like that. But, you know, all these texts came flooding through, and I was going to ignore them. I'll be honest with you. I was just going to pretend like it never happened. And then he texted me after they sent, because I have my stupid read my text messages, like that little thing that says the timestamp, you know, when you could see the messages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he knows I read them. I couldn't ignore them.
Girl, why you got your stuff on read? Come on now.
Because I didn't think about it. And then he texted me after he saw that I saw the messages. And now I feel like I need to clear the air digitally so things are not so awkward for the wedding, because it's a small bridal party and we're going to be in pictures and during a lot of close space. So I don't know what to do. So I just thought I'd call you guys for help.
Oh boy, I don't even know where to start with this one. What do you got, Abby?
I'm curious what this guy did to get blocked. I mean, doesn't necessarily take a lot if someone's your ex, but like what happened?
He started out really great. We dated for maybe like a year, but he was just so clingy. Like just one of those guys that are codependent. He needed me for everything. He needed my opinion for everything. Let me just say this. He was close with his mom. Okay. Mama's boy all the way. And it kind of carried on into our relationship. And like, I just felt like every time I made plans with my friends, he was like, okay, well, what time are you going to be home? Cause like, I really want to spend time with you and I want to have dinner together. And I'm like, we see each other every single day. Like, it's going to be all right. Like, I need space, you know? And the more I tried to pull away, the more he was trying to like reel me in, and I don't do well like that. You know, I'm a very free person. So he was just really clingy, which kind of felt possessive sometimes. And I just didn't see it going into that marriage lane. It just was going like the opposite. And I just wanted to cut the cord before too much time went on, you know, and I invested too much of my life. So that's what happened.
All right. So if he's clingy, I'm assuming he didn't take no well, and he was trying really hard to maintain the relationship, and you just finally had enough.
Yeah, I finally had enough, and I just told him that, and he didn't take it well. Mm-hmm. I was courteous enough to tell him in person, and I thought he was understanding. He cried, but I held it together for us. I was just like, listen, you're going to be fine. You're a great guy. But then he started texting me, and then I blocked him because I was like, okay, he clearly...
Not getting the message.
But then he also decided to be obsessive. And so seeing all of these texts come through was just like an aha moment where I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's totally why I broke up with him. Like, it just all came back to my mind. And he's just too much. And I don't want to deal with this for the wedding. But because this is like one of my very best friends, I kind of have to go with it. So here we are.
So what's the objective for us?
The objective is to kind of smooth things over. I guess acknowledge that I saw the text messages, but like, I just want to make sure we're cool and that he understands, like, we're not getting back together. This is not an opportunity for us to like hash things out at the wedding. Like, I want us to just be very cool and calm around each other. I just don't want him to smother me the day of either and like be asking me questions and like, who are you dating and what's going on? It could be very annoying.
Did he confront you about the fact that he had seen that you had read the text messages? Like, because if I was you, I would have just like ignored him continuously. Like, okay, these texts come through and then like things might be a little awkward on the wedding day. But if he said something to me, then obviously I'd want to confront him about that.
Yeah. So, I mean... He texted me right away and said, now that I'm unblocked, LOL, do you want to go for coffee and talk this out?
Yeah.
But like, can I just tell you guys, like I had just unblocked him maybe 10 minutes prior, which means like, are you checking this all the time? Like going back to that clingy thing, like what would make you look at the text? I just thought it was really weird. And it was definitely a different tone than the other text. Prior, which were like, I don't want to end like this. I think we should talk about it. Let's try to work things out. It was like, boom, 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 boom. And then this one was like, I kind of felt sorry for him a little bit, but I also don't want to go for coffee and talk it out. I just want to hash it out now because other monkey wrench, I'm kind of seeing somebody.
Okay.
And I, you know, want to bring him to the wedding. And I really don't want this to be a thing because I don't want to ruin what I have now because it's good.
I just would have responded back. No thanks. I'm good. Bye.
Right, so there's a lot to cover with him. All right, give us a couple of minutes. When we come back, we will text the ex, try to smooth things over so you guys can be in the same room with it being as least awkward as possible, because I think there's going to be awkwardness there.
Regardless.
But we'll do what we can. Texting Tutor is next.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, we're about to start texting for and with Tara. Abby, explain exactly what's going on here with Tara.
Yeah, so Tara was dating this guy for like a year, and everything was pretty cool up until the end when she started noticing this guy's a little possessive, this guy's a little clingy. So she ends up dumping this dude very nicely. He gets very emotional. He cries and doesn't take this breakup well. So he ends up getting super clingy over text and is like blowing up her phone. And she's finally like, okay, I've had enough. Like, I broke things off with you. I've done my due diligence. I broke up with you in person like an adult. You gotta leave me alone. So she blocks his number, but now the problem is they're in the same bridal and groomsmen party, so they're gonna be forced to see each other and be in close proximity at this wedding. So now that his other texts have come through and she's seen them and he knows that she has seen them and has confronted her about them, she's got to smooth things over digitally so things can be a little bit less weird at the wedding.
Okay, so where do we start here? Do we just immediately say, look, I'm texting you back to sort of, what's the word I'm looking for here? Just kind of like...
Like, hey, I don't want you to misconstrue me responding to your text that I like want to have a relationship or even a conversation. I know that's very harsh. Yeah. I'm not saying write this. But I think, like, we need to get him in the right headspace, understanding that just because we're responding doesn't mean we are opening, cracking a door, a window of any sort. We're trying to, like, manage expectations, meaning there should be zero expectations.
It seems like we got to be stern with him. Like, it's the only way he's going to get it.
Yeah, I did an episode of this for my podcast where we talked about how to have clear boundaries when somebody doesn't want you to break up with them. And you basically just have to be as stern and as firm as possible, giving no room for them to negotiate. So I think even if it feels a little bit harsh, I think we need to come out swinging with the big guns.
Is the angle of her having a man in her life?
No.
Bad?
I don't think it's bad, but I don't. If I'm a guy and I think you're my woman and I'm going to try and convince you, I don't think having a man there, like, just because there's a goalie don't mean I can't score. You know what I mean?
So the last text he sent after he saw that you had read his old text messages and that you had unblocked him, he asked you to go out to coffee, correct?
Correct.
All right. So I say you respond to that and just be like, no, thank you, period. And then whatever we say after that establishes, hey, going into this wedding, we need to be on the same page.
There is no future between
us. Because then... He's like hashing it out. That's essentially what we're doing, is hashing it out via text.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? No, thank you. And I want to give you a heads up before the wedding. Are you bringing your new dude to the wedding?
Yes.
I'm bringing my new boyfriend to the wedding. I hope this gives you closure.
Ooh, that's good.
That is good.
That's how I feel like we should go.
And then it feels kind of like you're being a nice as a heads up. So he's not blindsided at the wedding.
Yeah.
Because drunk people who are blindsided, nothing good comes out of that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so repeat that again. So I think that's good.
Okay, so no thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give you a heads up. I'm bringing my new boyfriend to the wedding. I hope this brings you closure.
I feel too, like, something along the lines like, I want you to be happy, but I don't want to communicate with you anymore. Like, how do you say that?
Just like that.
God, that's such a slap in the face when somebody says, I wish you well.
I know, but hasn't she told him over and over again?
Yeah.
Like, she gave him lots of chances.
You just tell him, like, hey, this isn't business. It's just personal.
Or we stick with the new man theory that Mo brought to the table.
Okay, what if we combine them? And we do something like only unblocking you, you know, no thank you for the coffee. Yes, you're unblocked, but just for the wedding party. And I wanted to also give you a heads up that I'm bringing my new man to the wedding. And just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very, like, very clear. I'm unblocking you because of the wedding, and I've got a new dude.
Yep. There you go.
Okay, so... No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you've been unblocked, but just for the wedding party. And I want to give you a heads up that I'm bringing my new boyfriend to the wedding. Period.
Send.
Oh, God. Okay.
Launch that texting missile.
Pew!
And I hope you sink his battleship.
I hope it gives him closure.
It won't.
It won't. I'm so sensitive to rejection that if I get a text like that, that's it for me.
Yeah.
Same.
I'm not trying to come back. I'm not begging. I'm done.
Yep.
He's going to lash out. Done. He's going to be hurt. So now we have to go through an insult.
No.
Something to lash back out at.
Let him be hurt if he wants to be hurt. That has nothing to do with you.
No, he wants his woman back. He's going to be sweet as a peach. Can you imagine if they have to walk down the aisle together, though?
Are you guys paired up? Your friends wouldn't do that. They know. They know. They wouldn't do that.
They're smarter. They're smarter than that. Yeah. But
unless
thank God.
The wedding coordinator has something to do with it.
No, I was very clear from the beginning. I told my best friend, I was like, you can't. You know the deal. She's like, no, I'm not going to put you guys together. I mean, look, it's bad enough we're in the same bridal party. Oh, wait. He just wrote back. He said, wow, I wasn't asking for a date. It's just coffee. Mm-hmm. There he goes.
That's gaslighting.
Yeah, it is.
For sure. 100%.
Yeah. I would just respond with, it's still a no.
Still applies.
And just leave it at that.
Does she even need to reply at all?
Not really.
I think this is our opportunity to draw a firm boundary. So I would say, it's still a no. I have no interest in talking to you.
I would just put, got it, period. No thanks, period.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
But like the punctuation, not like period.
Yeah, period.
Period.
Wait,
put a T on the end of that period.
I see dots.
Dots.
Dots. He's right. Dots.
Maybe he'll just be like, understood.
Unless.
Or he'll be look outside your window.
I don't know. With him, it could be either or. He's.
Stage five, clear. I'll find you.
I just can't fathom someone liking me this much to where you're like. Telling them to leave you alone.
It'll happen for you someday, Abby.
Are you pining?
You'll get that stalker that you want.
Please, where's my sweet little stalker, God?
You want a spot stalker who you don't like back?
Oh, God, no, just kidding. I take that back. I rebuke this energy.
This be the time God answer you.
Sorry. that was a pre-order on God's part.
You said that he hit you back?
Yeah, he did. He said, wow, I thought it would be good to reconnect. My new girlfriend will be at the wedding.
No,
that's
thanks.
A lie.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
right.
Great, see you there.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, cool I wouldn't story, even say bro. Great, see you there. Again, that's open. Be like,
Wait, hold on. Tara, read what he wrote one more time.
Okay, he added to this.
Okay.
I thought it would be good to reconnect. Mm-hmm. My new girlfriend will be at the wedding. Mm-hmm. Correction, she's in the wedding.
Okay, so.
Cool story. he is trying to get you to bite.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you don't have to respond at all. Yeah.
No, I would say not looking to reconnect.
I don't even need
wish you the best.
You don't even need that.
It's like
you don't even need to.
Wants.
Yeah,
right.
You're just giving him more oxygen. Just, yeah.
Should we just thumbs up it?
Yeah, I would just thumbs up it and move on. Because it feels like he's trying to provoke us at this point.
Sure. Now, Tara, do not send a thumbs up emoji. Literally just like it. Like give the iMessage like.
Give that, yeah.
Guys, if you don't know that a thumbs up is the middle finger, that seems like she wants to reconnect. Because he said, it would be great to reconnect. My girlfriend would be in the wedding. And then you like it.
How old are you guys, Tara?
We are 32.
Yeah, no, he'll get it.
Well, because if you like a message, I mean, I know I'm 39, but I just think that's
if there's even a question, let's just leave it alone.
So just
don't
respond.
You don't got to respond at all.
No. I think that sends a clear message.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just don't respond.
Yeah, that's it.
I just leave it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You give him the win, too, because he's like, oh, she's seething right now.
Right, well,
I got her. She can't even answer me.
That's why I think you got to shut it down and just say.
Oh, you got to lose your ego on this thing. Who cares? It's over.
Yeah. But if he thinks there's an in, haven't we already established that he'll take it? So if he thinks that she's seething over the fact that he has a new girlfriend.
We don't know that. Okay. We don't know that.
There's dots. He's writing something out.
I knew this man wasn't finished.
I know it.
I knew he had more.
He's never going to be finished.
Not only do I have a new girlfriend, but she's a Victoria's Secret supermodel.
Here's a picture.
Wait, so he wrote, don't want to cause drama between the bridal party. I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Got it.
Yep, got it.
Got it.
I would literally respond, got it.
Got it. Appreciate it. Bye.
So he's trying to fish. He's dating one of your friends or something like that.
I mean, it's a small bridal party, so it's like, I think he's full of it, but I don't care. Like, this is the thing, guys. I don't care. I feel sorry for him because he's the clingy one. So I don't know what his deal is. I don't think I feel like I would have known this already. I think he's trying to bait me.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
But I'm just going to say got it.
Yep,
right?
Say,
you guys just got it.
So Tara, here's the deal. I want you to hit got it. And if you see dots, block them again so it doesn't go through.
I like this game.
Okay.
Because seriously, you tried to do a solid by being a good, bridesmaid and being open to like the group text or whatever. But yeah, block him again.
Will that kick her out of the iMessage chat though?
I don't think so.
Does it?
If she blocks him,
I'm going to chat GPT this. Hey, bestie.
Hold on a second. Don't hit do anything.
1 second.
I don't see how it would kick her out of the group chat.
If you block a contact that you're in a group chat with.
On iMessage.
On iMessage. What happens?
The Bird Show, asking the hard-hitting questions.
This is the true journalism I went to UF for. If you block a contact that you're in a group chat with on iMessage, here's what happens. They will still see your messages in the group chat. You will not receive any direct messages they send you.
Okay, so she's still in the group chat. She's just not getting his stuff.
Cool.
Perfect.
Thanks, Apple.
Mm-hmm. All right, so go ahead, send got it. If you see dots, block him immediately.
Okay, he's calling me right now.
Okay.
Oh.
Do not answer.
My phone is
no, put us on three-way.
Block this dude. Block everything. Block all the things.
Okay, so just don't pick up?
No.
Send it to voicemail and then immediately block him.
He is clearly trying to get you back by dating someone in the bridal party so that you will get jealous and then there will be drama and you'll end up together.
Yeah.
He said that he was trying to avoid drama.
Yeah.
He said it in the text.
Oh, then it must be true.
He only wanted a coffee. It's not a date.
Because whenever a person really wants to avoid drama, they tell you that they want to avoid drama. That is not a person who's trying to inflict drama on every situation because they say it. When you say it, you really mean it.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Block him. Block, 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 block.
Black body.
Block, 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 block.
Did you do that?
I blocked him.
Okay.
Well, he's outside.
Well. Just turn around. He's actually right behind you.
Was that
your living room.
Is that your doorbell?
He's right behind me, isn't he?
All right, Tara. Let's check in after the wedding and see how awkward that was.
You're going to be the bigger person, Tara. You got this.
It's not hard. You can do it. We'll talk to you next week after the wedding, okay?
All right. Wish me luck, guys.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
The Bird Show.
Down at the last hour. In our in-show celebrity competition. So about a month ago, I challenged these guys to get big-time celebrities on the show. Whoever gets the biggest celebrity, an A-celebrity on the show, based on your votes, would get a paid week vacation. We are now down to the last hour of the competition. I'm looking at the list right now. I'm trying to figure out who would be the leader coming into the final stretch. And I would say it's a tie.
Oh, between Russell Wilson and Homer Simpson?
No, everybody.
Oh.
It's disrespectful to Russell Wilson.
Though. Homer Simpson is an icon.
It's not even Homer Simpson. That's not the guy. Exactly. Not the person. It's Dan Castell, whoever.
Right.
That's who it is.
No,
he's Homer Simpson.
He's
right.
Not Homer. Mm. Then why isn't Aiden Turner his character from All My Children?
No.
That's so true.
Why isn't Vincent Phineas?
That's different.
It's not. He's got a very good point.
When they have a ride at Universal that Russell Wilson is involved in, let me know.
Look, I have said this all along, that to me, the biggest celebrity, an A-list celebrity, would be somebody that calls a restaurant, like a PR person that calls the restaurant and says, hey, blank is in Atlanta. Can you make room for them? This person immediately says, we're full tonight. However, are you kidding me? Blank is in studio? I mean, in the city? We will absolutely find a table for them. So, as I'm looking at this list, you can't call up and go, hey, I got Homer Simpson in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Can you find a table for Homer Simpson?
Only works in Springfield, Tommy. Because he's not real. Here's that whole thing.
He raises a very good point.
You got to be consistent.
All right. If you call a restaurant and you say, Phineas is in Atlanta, Phineas and Ferb, are they going to make room for Phineas? No. Do you even know Phineas? Don't look at your list. Do you even know Phineas' real name?
Vincent Martella.
Oh, okay. All right. If Russell Wilson was in Atlanta and he called up to a full restaurant, would they make room for Russell Wilson?
No, they'd be like, is Sierra coming with you?
They would make room 1,000%.
That is a good point. If it was Sierra, there'd be no question at all. Outside the sports world, though, would people know who Russell Wilson is?
I think so for sure. Yes. Because me, my litmus test for how big of a celebrity you are, like if you've walked the Met Gala steps, you're an A-lister. And Russell has done it multiple times.
Maybe Russell would have two Super Bowl wins if he had handed it off to Marshawn.
Well, that wasn't his call.
Not thrown that interception.
Maybe he'd be mad at Pete Carroll.
Well, he'd be more well-known because he'd have two Super Bowls.
Be mad at Pete Carroll. That ain't Russell's call.
Pete Carroll could still call in.
It's not too late.
Is that legit?
I don't know. Who to trust?
Is that legit?
At this point.
Okay.
I'm looking at the phone screen software. There is somebody on the hotline.
Now, Kristen has teased us. She started teasing us at 6 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
Because she made a deal with you guys listening yesterday, and you thought you had some pretty good leads at 6.
I did. I got a couple of really good emails yesterday when I threw out $500. And listen, it's not if the celebrity calls. It's if the celebrity calls and the listeners vote this celebrity the biggest celebrity, I will put $500 in your pocket. And we already know the celebrity's favorite charity is going to get $1,000 courtesy of the Burt Show budget, not our budget. So I got some very interesting emails. I got some very interesting DMs, and I have trusted these people with the hotline number, and there were several that seemed promising and that they would call before 10 a.m. Eastern.
Okay, here we are in the last hour. Let's see, maybe Homer Simpson calls again.
March?
Maybe it's March.
March?
Right.
Bart?
Hey! Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this?
Big boy, Outkast, what's happening?
Oh!
Are you joking me?
Big boy from Outkast. Dude, you're a big you're a big deal.
Man, I got a little hustler for a nephew.
Man, you talk about Atlanta and national icon, big boy from Outkast here, man. Thank you for calling in.
For sure, man. I'm just taking time out of my vacation, man, to call in and just say what's up, what's going on, man.
You're literally on vacation right now? Where are you?
I am in an undisclosed location because they might try to fly down and we'll be down here.
I'm like, I knew Big Boy was smart enough not to answer that question, but before he did, I was going to be like, don't answer that question.
No, I'm in paradise right now. Beautiful.
Big Boy, when I say I wore out my Outkast albums when I was in high school, like you are literally the soundtrack to my high school years, and I love you so much for that.
Hey, love you too. You know, I mean, you wouldn't believe how many times we hear that from like people who are college and high school, and that's what it's all about, man. Like, y'all grew up with us, and that's why we're still here today.
When you're like a Hall of Famer and iconic like that, do you ever spend any moments at all thinking about the moments like Kristen was just talking about, the impact that you have had on people's life, or that's for other people to talk about?
No, I mean, it's like, we're just thankful, man, you know, to be a positive influence on the world and on humanity, you know, and that's what it's all about. I mean, our whole motto is be yourself and be good to people. And I mean, 30 years in the game and just now getting the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame first ballot ain't nothing but a blessing.
And I'm also making sure to raise my kid right. So I got a 4-year-old son, and you better believe I bought AT Aliens on vinyl, and we rock out to that while we're making dinner.
That's good parenting right there.
Big boy, I got a random question for you. How did you become such a fan of owls, bro?
I'm a fan of all animals, you know, and it actually came from my assistant, Shay. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Shay. She was into parrots and stuff like that, and I was like, man, why don't you get some real birds? Get some owls. She was like, well, if I find you an owl, you'll get me one too. I was like, yep, and she found them. We found them. And we're just on the cover of Atlanta Magazine.
I saw that.
I got Hootie and Houdini with me. Yeah, for sure, man.
Hootie and Houdini.
Yeah, you got pet owls. I always thought that was fly.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Fly, yeah, no man. Pun intended.
No pun intended.
Well, Big Boy, we want to thank you for calling us. And we have made the offer that, is there a charity that you specifically endorse that we can help you out kind of promote right now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My Big Kids Foundation. You know, it's catered to, you know, and with molding the minds of the youth and making them good people, man. Big Kids Foundation, been doing it now for like maybe 15, 20 years. Yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for calling it. What's on your vacation itinerary today? I'm just trying to see what mine looks like compared to yours. Like, what are you doing today?
I think today I'm about to go get a body wrap.
Ooh.
A body wrap, and then I'm going to be on the beach, going to get my tan together.
Go get it. Big Boy from Outkast on the Burt Show. Thank you for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, one time my nephew, Kai Rebel, man, he's a monster, man. He's a hustler to his heart. He's not but 11 years old. Boy, that boy's something else, for sure.
Did he make sure you gave him that shout-out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he did. He's better 11. Say my name.
How many times has your 11-year-old hit you up asking you to call in or do something for him?
He always calls me for concert tickets. Like I'm Ticketmaster to him. I'm Uncle Ticketmaster.
No doubt. Sure. Big boy, thank you for calling in. Appreciate you.
Hey, man, appreciate it, man. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too. Bye now. I mean, an icon. I mean, that's leading the pack for sure.
Outcast.
For sure right now.
Y'all cheated, man.
The Bird Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Buzz on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The only bigger news than Big Boy calling in to the Burt Show is the fact that Rihanna finally put out new music today. The only catch is it's gonna be in the Smurfs movie. All right, so Rihanna's got new music coming out. We're still waiting for that album and everything else.
I've been waiting a long time, man.
Keep on waiting. In other interesting news, Tom Bergeron, you remember him from Dancing with the Stars? He's gonna.
That's my zaddy.
He's your zaddy?
Yes, I love him so much. It's a man with a sense of humor. There's something like so comforting and warming about him. And like, you know, when he left Dancing with the Stars, I shunned the show forever. When he was host of America's Funniest Home Videos, like he's funny and he's not a try hard. And he's my zaddy.
Do you think he's a little bit like Bob Saget where he's just like real or was like yeah. Bob Saget? Mm-hmm. Just really super dark. When he's like in his personal life.
I do think, yes. I think that when you're like, if you're in his inner circle, you get like the real humor as opposed to like the more wholesome humor yeah. from the Dancing with the Stars and America's Funniest Home Videos.
When you say zaddy, do you mean in like a hall pass manner?
I mean.
How else would you mean it?
Well, I'm just, because I can't picture it. When I think of comforting and wholesome and yes. funny, it's not necessarily somebody that I would use a hall pass on.
No, it's not a hall pass. You know what I mean?
I'm looking at my zaddy is like Eric Dane.
No, so like when I use the term zaddy, this is not somebody that I want to like be intimate with, but it's somebody I could see myself growing old with.
Oh, well, he's already there.
I have to wait. He's already there.
Yeah. He's
so what would be, so if he's not my zaddy, what is he?
Sure, that's great,
your
zaddy.
Gramsci. Yeah.
Your granny.
I don't know. It's just nothing. I can't picture Tom
Bergeron. My grandpa?
Your grandpa.
Papa.
Yeah, no, I'm deeply uncomfortable with this. Let's go back to talking about his new show. He's
70 years old.
Grow
you mean 70 years young.
No, old.
They would have less of an age gap than Bill Belichick and his girlfriend.
That's true.
Thank you very much.
Stranger things have quite literally happened.
And Mo, you can grow real old in just 2 years.
That's true. That is true.
You're going to be Tom Bergeron's dominatrix. You're going to be like, sit down, we're watching America's Funniest Home Videos again. Well, he's hosting a new show for Shark Week. It's going to be called Dancing with the Sharks. Parks. So he's best known for, I feel like, hosting Dancing with the Stars most recently. And he hasn't hosted it in about 5 years. He left in 2020. And for Discovery Channel's Shark Week, he is going to be hosting this show where expert divers and their literal shark partners will perform routines created by a, quote, world-class underwater choreographer. These are going to be real sharks, real divers. It's not going to be like people in a shark costume competing for the Mirrorball trophy.
Because I remember people got real upset when it was Michael Phelps versus the shark, remember? But it was like an AI shark.
I was mad because I really thought it was a race. I thought one was going to be in one lane and a shark was going to be in the other. Yes. And it was, I was mad.
As if they can really control the shark like that. Yeah, but I wanted to see it.
This, though, like, if the shark is having a bad day and turns on you, right?
I don't see how they do this.
And you die literally on national TV when the shark attacks you. I mean, as a spectator and a watcher of the show, you're going to go, yeah, it's a shark. Right?
I'm wondering if they're going to choose like those. Right?
You would. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
You're the idiot that got in there.
You asked for it.
Well, maybe they're not going to choose like great white sharks. Maybe it's going to be like those hammerhead sharks or the ones that don't kill you, like the ones in the Maldives where they're just kind of like wandering.
They're called the vegetarian sharks. They claim. I didn't get close enough to find out.
I wouldn't either.
No, I'm all set.
All right. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Is it disrespectful when you're having a family reunion if you just, you know what, you're just not into it? So, like, everybody else in the family tree is there, and you're like, no, I got things to do. Busy, busy, busy.
Never, our family never had one. Never been to one. I've been to, my best friend, her family used to have reunions, and I would go to hers. But my family, neither side, ever had a family reunion.
I feel like, as a general statement, this is more popular in the Black community than it is the white community.
I don't know if y'all have them in the white community. We have them a lot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I've had a few of them, but my family's had a few of them. I've not attended any.
I don't know that I've ever been to Disney World, and I've been going now for 25 years and seen a whole bunch of white people with family reunion T-shirts on.
You said you've never seen that?
Uh-uh.
When we've been on Burt's Big Adventure, I see, like, I've seen Hispanic families with them. I've seen black families. I've seen white families.
I haven't mentioned it. I haven't either.
I have never seen
thought
a white
of it. But no.
Never. But Katie is being sort of forced going to her family reunion.
I've been to one family reunion in my life, and I feel like once you've been to one, that's enough. It's enough. I've seen the family that I don't know. It's like, hey, baby, remember when I carried you when you were two? No, I don't remember that at all. And so now I'm in a situation where my family is, they're doing another family reunion this year, and they typically try to do it every 2 years. So it's not like an every year thing. And the last time that I went to one, I was like a teenager. And so this year, my aunt's like, the family reunion's coming up. We gotta go. And I was like, I don't know about that. Last time, my aunt went as a representative for my mother and I. She was like, look, I'm gonna represent this side.
She's like a diplomat.
And she's like, if you guys want T-shirts or mugs, let me know. She sent us some, like, let better mugs.
But you got merch at your family reunion?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's so
funny.
For sure.
T-shirts, mugs, what else?
Well, I know about the matching T-shirts, but I've never heard about, like, mugs and stuff.
At least at the family, again, I've never been to them, but I do know they'll give out, like, prizes and things at the family reunion. All I ever got was the T-shirt, because that's all you get when you don't go.
Are the prizes to make sure that people are there? Entice you to go?
I don't think a mug's going to entice somebody to go.
I think it's just something to do while you're there. Like, they play games and you'll win merch.
Yeah, and so, like, my family, the way I know it is that there's, like, a website. And you can actually go and buy this stuff.
Now that's different. I ain't never heard of that.
That's next level.
No. They have it where you can buy different items. It'll be wristbands, T-shirts, hats, mugs. Like, think of all the merch the Burt Show has. My family has.
Mm-hmm.
And so
we don't have much. Your family might have way more.
It's just because y'all sold out.
You don't want a Ledbetter tennis ball?
Keychain. And my great great uncle. Yeah. My grandmother's brother, he decided to go ahead and purchase our registration for the family.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you guys don't even have to worry about the registration fee. I got you all covered. I just hope that you all can come out and attend. And so my aunt tells me this, and I'm like, well, he shouldn't have done that because I didn't say if I could go or not. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, that's crazy. Mom was like, well, don't worry about it. I already bought the plane tickets too. And I said, nobody asked me, hey, Katie, are you available for this weekend? Do you even want to go to a random state in Oklahoma? Like, random city for a family reunion. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the registration's already paid. The flight's already paid. And my aunt is on the verge of booking the hotel. And I don't know if I just, like, how do you say, no, I don't want to go when everything else has already been paid for?
So isn't this the time where you just, like, conveniently lie and say you got a whole bunch of stuff lined up so you don't have to say, I don't want to hang out with y'all?
You can borrow gout if you need to.
That'll get you out of it. Why don't you want to go?
I don't know who these people are.
Yeah. I mean, they're blood and all, but still, I understand where you're coming from. Mm-hmm.
I get the making up a lie thing, but if I was you and people had already spent all this money on a flight and a hotel, I would feel really bad about that. Like, I would harbor so much guilt. Even if I had no plans and I'm just sitting at home, I'm like, dang, they spent $700 for me to sit here and lie about my life.
But you don't know anybody there.
Yeah, but I mean...
But that's how... They're extended family. Yeah, you don't know them, but that's why you go to the reunions to connect and to learn about, like... So you can talk to grandma and your great uncles, and so you can get to know them.
I don't want to get to know the people that are closest to me in my family. So I definitely don't want seventh tier people in my life.
I wouldn't want to go either. I completely understand where you're coming from. And honestly, I would tell them, in the fact that no one asked you if you were available, that's good enough reason for you to say, I can't go. You don't have to feel bad.
Yeah, I don't feel bad at all. And majority of my family that goes, it's the elders. So it's nobody my age.
So you don't want to respect your elders?
I got the whole history on a VHS somewhere.
Thing will be over by 6 o'clock at night. Maybe you should go.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Hey, if you're going to the Atlanta United game on Saturday, I will see you there from afar. I am going to be hammering down that golden spike before the game.
Have you been practicing?
No.
Okay. I do love the visual of you at your house, like with like a stump and a giant mallet, just like practicing. Like Thor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't think in the history of the golden spike anybody has missed the spike. So do I go for viral moment?
Yes. Always. Yes. Content over everything.
I mean, Arthur Blank hit the spike.
Yeah.
All right.
But you are missing some vision in one eye.
Yep, that right eye. So if I line up incorrectly, it can happen to anybody.
Oh,
it can happen to anybody. Jackson's going to be down there with Rebecca also.
Yep, we're going to be filming some content, recording a day in the life of what it's like to be an Atlanta United fan. But we have these all-access passes, so we're going to be walking around, you know, trying to get a site for everything that's there. We'll be hanging out at the Gulch beforehand, tailgating. We'll be there throughout the entire game. We'll be celebrating hopefully a big win afterwards, and I think we're going to be up there on the stage with you when you're hitting
right
the spike.
On. That's great.
Yeah, so we'll be there to support you, and hopefully when you miss it.
If I were you, yeah, I'd stay way behind. All right, nobody else has called in, so at this point we call the celebrity competition. For the last month, these guys have been trying to get celebrities to call into the show, and I said whoever the biggest celebrity is to call in, you guys will vote on it starting today. In fact, it's going to be up in like 10 minutes. You guys can start voting.
Just kidding. Made you look.
You're sure.
You know what? If anything, I'm glad it's over because we don't have to hear that friggin' air horn again.
Mo is so salty about this whole thing.
I'm not salty. Yes, why do you keep saying that?
I can see it in your face.
I won this competition. I'm chilling. Y'all are cheating to win and it's cool.
What
I'm
do you mean cheating to win?
How
do we cheat to win?
But okay, it's like if you play in the NBA or any sports game,
right?
And you set the deadline for the game.
Yeah.
And then the buzzer goes off.
Yeah.
And then the league says, you know what? Let's go another 5 minutes, even though there was a clear winner.
Yeah.
Would that be cheating?
If the NBA comes out with a contract that says, just want to let you guys know, in the beginning of this whole season, I could change the rules and
certainly
I can do whatever
you can.
I want.
So why not? Let's extend it now. Let's go another year.
Well, I didn't want to stop it yesterday because they would vote over the weekend. So, but you could have got another celebrity. You just tried.
No, I didn't tap out. I put in a lot of work. At the end of the competition, I ended the competition.
You ended the competition with your very first ask.
What do you mean?
I mean, it was over. I mean, you had plenty of time to get somebody else.
I tried. Okay. All throughout the time of the competition, I tried. What I'm saying is when the competition ends, it's supposed to end. You're not supposed to say, let's go another 10 minutes just because we could go another 10 minutes.
This is what I call salty.
Y'all keep asking me. I already answered it. What you want me to do?
And then Tommy the other day, you're using the radio to get a celebrity. Yes. Of course you can do that.
You can cheat to win. It's cool.
I'm already looking up my travel agent's number.
Was there anything in the rules that said you couldn't bribe listeners to get a celebrity to call in?
Okay, since we're talking in basketball terms, time out. I think everyone listening, if depending on how you feel about the rules,
yes,
vote accordingly.
There
if you
go.
Feel like it was unfair.
Yeah, if
that
we
they,
cheated, Mom.
I wasn't going to win regardless if it comes to voting.
No,
then
take that passion. If you feel as though we have cheated, not me. Don't. If you feel like Bert has cheated Mo, vote for Russell Wilson.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
take that passion and put it into your boat.
You know what's going to be funny is Monday we're going to come in and Aiden Turner's going to have one.
So I don't even know why we're having this argument right now anyway.
Me either.
We'll see you guys on Monday.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.